Chapter 15. Nath snapped up into a sitting position.
Ah!
Shards of pain lanced through his body.
Oh!
He moaned, slowly collapsing back down on the bed. He rubbed his head, but could barely move his sore arms. He narrowed his aching eyes and turned his chin from the candlelight that blurred the distance.
Where am I? What happened? You jumped off your balcony, you fool!
A harsh woman's voice said. It was Celine, but Nath couldn't see her. As his memories rushed back to him, every bit of his awakened body began to throb. He'd jumped and plummeted 1,000 feet. He hadn't meant to. His intent was to regain his dragon form and fly. Halfway down, he panicked. Mouth screaming and arms flailing, his life flashed in clips of his 225 years. In a split second, he met the sweet kiss of the bone-crushing street. Lucky for him, he didn't feel a thing until now. And he wasn't dead. At least, he didn't think he was.
So I live? Call it a miracle. They often favor the foolish.
Her face appeared before him, a hard scowl, a look that wanted to kill him herself. But there was worry behind her dark eyes.
Patience, Nath. It's no wonder you can't take dragon form. You have no patience.
He propped himself up on his elbows.
How long have I been out? That does not matter, she said. What matters is that you breathe again. Breathe again?
His heart jumped.
Did I die? Sorry, she said,
brushing his hair out of his eyes.
It was a figure of speech, but I can only assume that at some point you stopped breathing. Falls from tall towers typically knock the wind from a fellow.
Huh, he said, unable to contain his smile.
What is that for? Well, it's good to know. What's good to know?
She said, lifting her brow.
That I'm so hard to kill. It's not that. It's because your skull is 10 times thicker than others. And that's a good thing. Being thick-headed is not a good thing,
she huffed.
Will you ever outgrow your boyish charm?
Wincing, he swung his legs over the bed and said to her,
Are you saying I'm immature? That's exactly what I'm saying.
He rolled his neck and cracked it from side to side. Her word had the sting of truth in it, but he thought he'd been being more responsible than he'd ever been. After all, he'd agreed to the truce and spared all his friends. Hundreds of thousands of lives had to have been spared. But now he sat in the tower, feeling much like a child again.
I never should have been transformed back into a man. I wouldn't have all these problems then.
Come with me,
Celine said.
If you are able to walk, that is.
With a groan, Nath stood up and wobbled. Celine caught his arm and helped straighten him up, shaking her head. She said,
I can't believe you jumped. Perhaps I should shackle you somewhere. After all, you are my prisoner.
Don't you dare,
he said, limping after her.
Why not? You are a prisoner, and I am responsible for your care.
Ha ha,
he laughed, glancing around. He wasn't familiar with his surroundings.
You shoved me off the terrace in the first place. You had me fight Kryzak to the death. And then you tried to kill me.
She stopped and pushed him back.
Yet you live. Why don't you quit brooding and take a moment to think about that?
Taken aback, he said,
So I can't die.
Now you jest.
She rolled her eyes.
Of course you can die. I could have killed you if I wanted, and I'm not the only one either.
She ran her claw over his chest. It sent a chill through him.
Every dragon has a weakness.
She patted his chest and walked away.
You know that.
She walked on outside of the chamber he'd never been in before.
The Great Tower had hundreds of rooms, and he'd only been in a few of them. Anything could be going on in any one of them. He followed her down the hall, and she was escorted by a pair of Drakus guards that leered at him. He sneered back.
I wonder how they'd fare if I tossed them out a window. I'll find out soon enough if they cross me.
Celine knocked on the next door in the hall. Nath heard the soft scuffle of feet on the other side and watched the door open. Sasha's head popped out.
I thought you should know that Nath is now awake,
Celine said, motioning his way.
Nath,
Sasha said, running to him and giving him an embrace.
It's so good to see you.
She patted his shoulders.
Alive.
Her face became confused.
Why did you do that?
Long story, he said.
But it's good to see you. Even though I just saw you moments before I fell.
He glanced at Celine and then back at her.
How long has it been?
I've been tending your bed for over a week.
A week?
He glared at Celine.
I was of the impression it wasn't quite so long.
Oh, Nath, I'm so glad you've awakened. I would have been tormented in my travels had you not been.
What travels?
I'm going to see Bezog,
she said, squeezing his hands.
I'm glad to hear it, he said. But I was hoping you'd be able to travel with me across the lands.
Say, maybe I can come with you.
We're going south,
Celine injected.
And she is headed north. And with haste, I might add. What's the hurry?
Nath said.
This is Bezog's request. It's between her and him. And something to do with their children.
What has happened, Sasha?
Oh, nothing, Nath. It's a family celebration. Rary and Samas have upcoming years of life celebrations, and they urge me home. My return will be a surprise to them, but I'd been tending to you.
Sasha, you didn't have to do that. Please, get home to your family. I'm all right.
But I worry,
she said, brushing his cheek.
I did something foolish, and I promise it won't happen again,
he said, giving her a little hug.
I should be worrying about you. It should never be the other way around. Now go. Don't let me be a burden to you any longer.
She squeezed him tight.
Thank you, Nath. Thank you.
A tear dropped from her eye.
I'm relieved.
Tell Bezog goodbye for me. He'll know what I mean.
I will,
she said, scurrying by Celine. The pair met eyes. It left Nath with a strange feeling. Then Sasha, tugging at her pendant, scampered back through her door.
Oh, my,
Celine said.
You sound so grown up all of a sudden. Come with me, Nath. Come with. It's time to travel.
Gorley, disguised as Sasha, stood with his ear to the door. Celine, Nath, and the Drakus shuffled by, and he heard them no more. He wiped the tear from his eye. Celine told him he needed to work on it, to be more convincing in his role. But Nath's golden stare began to penetrate him, and the ruse became harder to maintain the longer they were in company with each other. He shared this with Celine, and she decided it was time Sasha moved on. Moving away from the door, he sat down at a desk and rested his head on his arms. Tired and confused, scrambled thoughts bounced back and forth in his head.
What do I do? What do I do?
Celine controlled him. What she wanted, he did. And posing as Sasha was only one of those things. She'd made him do other things. Despicable acts. He'd hurt people. Cheated and deceived them. And deep down inside, it ate at him.
Why?
The deep. That was where the answer lay, and he knew it. He wanted to wait until Celine left. But what if she took him along?
I can't wait any longer. I can't live like this anymore.
He sat several long hours and started to cry.
What am I? Am I alone? lies?
Gathering himself, he removed the yellow stone pendant, left his room, and headed for the deep.
I will find the answers, or they will find me.